Joe Biden hails monumental step as coronavirus vaccinations begin for infants, toddlers, and preschoolers. By Simon Kent on June 19, 2022. The Biden administration's long-predicted coronavirus vaccine program tailored exclusively for infants, toddlers, and preschoolers began Saturday on the back of requests from the pharmaceutical industry. The shots will expand the nation's vaccination push down to children as young as 6 months, with an estimated 18 million possible recipients to be targeted. President Joe Biden hailed what he called the monumental step forward in our nation's fight against the virus, adding, "For parents all over the country, this is a day of relief and celebration." The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices unanimously recommended approval of vaccines made by Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna for use among the child target group. While the Food and Drug Administration approves vaccines, it's the CDC that decides who should get them. The panel's recommendation was quickly accepted by CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky, even as parental doubts remain. A recent survey asked parents with children under the age of 5 if they plan to get their youngest children vaccinated. A majority, 52%, said they are either not getting their children vaccinated or are not sure. Of the 52%, specifically, 34% said they will not get their children vaccinated, and 17% said they are not sure. 48%, however, said they plan to do so. The survey was taken April 30 to May 2, 2022, among 1,500 U.S. adult citizens. The expanded eligibility for coronavirus vaccination means all Americans ages 6 months and older are now qualified to be immunized against the disease. Together, with science leading the charge, we have taken another important step forward in our nation's fight against COVID-19, Walensky said in an issued statement. "We know millions of parents and caregivers are eager to get their young children vaccinated, and with today's decision, they can." She encouraged parents and caregivers with questions to talk to their doctor, nurse, or local pharmacist to learn more about the benefits of vaccinations and the importance of protecting their children by getting them vaccinated. The agency said distribution of pediatric vaccinations for the youngest children has already started across the country, and doses will be available this week at pediatric practices, pharmacies, qualified health centers, local health departments, clinics, and other locations, UPI reports. The government has already been gearing up for the vaccine expansion, with millions of doses ordered for distribution to doctors, hospitals, and community health clinics around the country. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent, or email to skent@breitbart.com.